If you are someone who has been seeing the numbers 111, 333 and so on, I understand that this can be really, really confusing. Sometimes this feels like an encouragement. Sometimes it feels like a mystery where we feel like the universe is trying to tell us something, but we are unable to decode it. Now, personally, I have seen many people and members experience the same. And in this video, we will decode it, not from a superficial perspective, but from a deeper perspective of Vedanta. And not just that, we will also look at this from the perspective of human biology and how RAS works. In this video, we will use a simple three-part model of input, process, and output so that you can use these signs as tools for your growth and your evolution. Before we go deeper, just pause for a moment and ask yourself, which number do you notice the most? Is it 111 or is it 333 or any other? Hold that in your awareness as we begin to explore this topic. Primary question is, are these numbers random or do they signify anything important? To answer that, let's come to the first part, that is the input, where numbers are the signals of the simulation. When you look at the clock and see 111, that is 111, or 333 on your phone screen, the thought may instantly rise. Is this a hidden message or only chance? Your mind holds on to it. Your heart feels confused. You keep asking why the same pattern returns again and again. If we look at this from the basic perspective of biology, science calls it RAS, that is the reticular activating system, a bundle of nerves in the brainstem that filters out noise and makes you notice what you focus on. Like when you learn a new word and then hear it everywhere. The best example for this is when a person decides to buy a car of a particular brand, of a particular model, or of a particular color, then he begins to see the same car everywhere. You might have seen this in your own life. Now, these cars were always there around you, but you begin to notice them when that information is relevant for you. When your brain thinks that that information is relevant for you in that situation. In Vedanta, the world that we see is Maya. It is a simulation. It's an illusion. There is no duality in this world. Inside the game of Maya, patterns come and go. Numbers like 111, 333 appear as a part of this program. By themselves, numbers mean nothing. You give them meaning. This is the input stage. The number appears in your field of awareness. Now imagine you are playing a video game and you are the character of the game. And within the game, you found a treasure which appears as certain colors and certain light form which appears on your screen. And you get excited and you chase that and you get that treasure. Now, did this actually mean anything? Ultimately, it is all a game. That treasure was just a few bright spots of light on the screen. But the player assigns value. And based on the value that the character gives to the treasure, that treasure becomes important. This is just like that. Anything and everything that we see all around us is inherently the same. Only when we give more value to it, it becomes more valuable to us. The mind is always searching for order. Out of countless shapes and figures around you, when the same number repeats, your brain pushes you to pay attention. This habit comes from the way human awareness scans for patterns. So it feels as if the number is calling out to you. But in most cases, it is you leaning in, hoping to discover meaning. So does that mean all these signals are meaningless, or can we make use of them to evolve and to get to the place of our ideal life? With that, we'll come to the second part, that is the process, how beliefs shape your awareness. Imagine a wide river of light flowing without end. It has no stop, no break, no direction of its own. Now you dig a channel on one side, then the light moves in that way. You dig another, it flows there instead. Now this is an example to understand the nature of the infinite consciousness. Consciousness is in and through everything, it is everything. The way we channel it, the way we give meaning to things through our belief systems, through our tendencies, through our identity and personality, is through which that consciousness channels and becomes our awareness, through which we live our life and through which we experience different things in life. This is why the same number can move people in very different ways. One person may see 111 and feel calm. Another may feel it is a warning. The digits do not change. The flow does not change. But the pathways inside the mind are what decides whether the experience feels like peace or fear. So our beliefs guide our awareness and how we form our beliefs and what kinds of beliefs and tendencies and samskaras that we are holding within us is very important for us to be conscious of. This is why your inner story matters more than the outer signal. If you tell yourself 111 is luck, you walk into the day with ease, noticing small good things that confirm your faith. If you tell yourself 111 is danger, then your actions grow tight and small troubles stand out as signs of fear. From the Vedantic wisdom, we can look at numbers as blank canvases, which has no meaning on their own, except for the meaning that we assign to them. With this, another question might come to us. If we assign a positive meaning to it, and if we begin to look at it as a message from the universe, which is telling us that keep pursuing, keep going within, keep evolving, and I am with you. Now, this kind of a meaning, for example, does that change life's experience? This question takes us to the final part, that is the output, which is about consciously creating your life through these synchronicities. The output is the life that shows up from your choices. This is the stage where the meaning you attach to the numbers moves from thought into the way you actually live. Seeing 111 or 333 is not about prediction. It is about how you can act in the world after the sign appears. Don't wait for someone else to tell you what to do. Whatever happens in this world, think of it as a gift from the universe. Based on your karma, based on your life circumstances, based on everything that is around you. Whatever the best the universe and the God can give you, it is giving you. Begin to look at every single incident as a gift, as an opportunity to get to your ideal life, to the ideal life of meaning, purpose, contribution, and fulfillment. When you change your perspective in this way and when you begin to live this way, not just your internal state changes, but your entire life changes. When you begin to give the right meaning to these numbers, then your life will go in the right direction. The numbers cannot create your future on their own. What they can do is spark awareness. If you treat them as a sign of calm and support, your actions will flow with more ease. If you treat them as a warning, fear will color your choices. Now, here is a simple practice, which is what you can do from today when these numbers appear in front of you in whatever form. First, pause, take a breath, and just pay attention to the number. And second, just tell yourself mentally that I am going in the right direction. I am actually where I am supposed to be. And everything will unfold in the most beautiful way in my life. I will go within, I will find what I'm looking for, and I will live my ideal life of fulfillment, abundance, contribution, and purpose. This works because your RAS learns what to notice, and then your brain highlights information that helps you move in that direction. You know, when you consciously set a sankalpa, an intention, to get to your ideal life, which is a life of fulfillment, purpose, meaning, and abundance, and when you begin to look at everything as a sign which is trying to guide you to that place and which is trying to help you to get to that place, then your life will become a beautiful journey of synchronicities. You will begin to see these numbers more and more, and the more positive meaning that you give to these numbers, the more positively your life will unfold and the more you will begin to notice these numbers. Not because these numbers are inherently special, but it is because you are consciously choosing to look at them as special and you are consciously choosing to take it as a sign that you are going in the right direction and that the entire universe is standing with you. Ultimately, the power lies within you, not the numbers. Vedanta teaches that final joy and fulfillment is beyond Maya. But these symbols can help while we are still learning. A number is like a stepping stone, useful on the path, but not the goal itself. And when you are ready, you will not need any signs or methods or tools or numbers, because your awareness itself will lead you to the right place. So consciousness is the fundamental essence of reality, and it is unbiased. It is neutral. It gives existence to everything. It doesn't prefer one number over the other. It is the mind that prefers one number over the other. And reality simply reflects the meaning that you give to things and the way you respond. This neutrality of consciousness is actually freedom. You are free to choose how to shape every moment. So the next time when you see the number 111 or 333 or whatever, ask yourself, what meaning do I want to give this? That small question shifts you from waiting for signs to creating with intention. That is conscious creation. And type in the comment box below, what is the number that keeps coming to you and that you keep noticing? And what positive meaning would you want to associate that number with from today?